And just from the interaction and engagement with you, I think that is huge. So Kaya, before we wrap up, did you have any words you want to any final things for Sarah Jen?
I just want to say thank you and keep doing your thing, sister. I know the impact that the book is going to have, because I know what happened when I read, and it was such a quick read, but it was so beautiful. So I just want to say thank you for just being you and not being afraid to reach out and do this.
And do something a little different than the norm, because you're already experiencing it, because you're doing something a little different. Anytime you do something different, you're going to get pushback. You're going to get those who aren't comfortable with change. You're going to come and tell you, yo, you're changing stuff. I don't like it.
Yes.
So I commend you. I commend you for that. I send blessings on you and your family and your life. Strength, because you might need it sometimes. You know, some of these elders, they can be pretty tough sometimes. So definitely I want to just continue to encourage you. So now, but before we let you go, you know, I like to put our guests on the spot. So this is the Empower Hour. So what kind of empowering words would you like to leave with our listeners today?
You know, because again, my main target are children, of course, through parents, but they are children. I don't remember where I heard this quote, but I would say that if I am to leave with a message, with an empowering message, I would definitely use that one. I think it said when you give children the tools that are needed, you know, the necessary tools to change their destiny. Mm. It's really empowering.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love it. So it's like give the tools
yes.
to change your destiny.
Yes.
I'm commending you on that. Claps, claps, claps. So guys, I hope all our listeners have enjoyed this this segment. This is the Parley with the People. And we've been blessed to have the author of A Plum's Tale. A Plum's Tale, our sister Sarah Jen, and I love your name. I know it's a so it's like I told you when the first time I met you. So it's Sarah Jen, so it's SARDGEJEN. So you guys definitely Google her, but Google A Plum's Tale. So again, thank you for being on with us on the Empower Hour. Thank you for being a guest with us on Parley with the People. And again, just wishing you extreme success with your book and the whole series coming out after it. Thank you.
Thank you again for having me.
My pleasure.
Bye. Have a good day.
Mixing it down. It's DJ K Quick.
Looking at me like that,
all of it.
Pushing on me right back,
all of it.
Every move that you make, every step that you take, make me want you more and more. You know I adore why you making me wait. Where you been all my life?
All of me.
Just the kind that I like.
All of me.
I've been thinking after we done drinking, we should both be linking and. Again, yeah. Be heavenly, very friendly, one big happy family.
Have a chemistry that'll send me back so deep. Miss acclaimed electronic artist and trailblazer Marc Ribier at Place Belle on Friday, October 21st, as part of his North American 2022 tour. Marc Ribier. Tickets available at evenco.ca. Visit www.marcribiellet.com. That's marcribier.com for more information.
You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
So this is Kaya's Jambalaya, and we're going to get right into it because you know I like to serve it up piping hot. Come, sit at the table, children. Let us eat. So Kim Kardashian has been exposed pretty much for kind of going in on Ray J, about some of his dealings with Whitney Houston. I didn't do the whole video. You can go and watch the video and listen to it for yourself. I just think they're trash anyways. Like, so just the fact that she could even bring up Whitney's name in a fight with Ray J is a thing for me right now. Like, you watch your mouth. Right now, the Kardashians are obviously all in the news right now because everything that they ever represented or said that they were in the media is now being picked apart by the different people who are now or falling out of their camp. But with the recent stir with Kim Kardashian and her breakup with Pete Davidson and all of the stuff that was being said, like he tattooed her children's name on him, all kinds of stuff like that. And now they done broke up. It's all kinds of weird stuff.
They were
going
together
on
for like 5 minutes.
Oh, right now. But it was a couple different things.
Okay.
Some pictures of the children like sitting on his lap, and Kanye like lost his mind. Like, first of all, you've been dating him for a hot second. First of all, my children shouldn't even be around him yet. How you get into a relationship with him and 2 weeks later he's at the school functions? Like, get it together, sis. Mm-hmm. Like, I just think that where she's saying like, oh, Ray J, you're so desperate. I feel like she's so desperate too. And yeah. I was like, desperation just looks different when you have that much money, but they are just as desperate. Mm-hmm. And you know,
yeah, but that's not the Kim of today who left that message. Cause that message was left when him and Whitney were still together, or that was recently left.
That had to be when they're hanging.
Well, it sounds like when Ray J and Whitney were together, which were
That is a much younger Kim.
Yeah.
That is a much younger Kim. Mm-hmm.
So her calling Ray J desperate then is not the same Kim who would say that today.
No, but definitely not. But she's it's the same girl. She's the same girl. And the truth is that the tactics, now that when you see this, it just shows that the things that Kanye is saying, you know, may actually hold some weight.
Yeah, because she makes it seem like she's such a victim. She's such a nice person. Why are people attacking me? But she has a dirty mouth her damn self. She says some pretty arms.
But who hasn't? Like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe because I'm not the age group. But like, I never negated what Kanye ever said. Like, I mean, it's very visible. Who they are as a family is very visible. Who's been saying otherwise?
Right. Like,
There's no surprise here for me.
Yes.
To me, this isn't news. This is just, a day in the Kardashian. Like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. But
yeah. So it's a thing. So the Kardashians and Kanye are pretty much all the news this week. And they're talking about just pretty much who was right and who wasn't right. And there was a time when J. Cole rapped about in False Prophets. He rapped about pretty much Kanye losing himself and just how he just selling his soul, pretty much that he just let himself go for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And you know why he, you know, what he represented to the people was not who he ended up being, and why he is not supposed to be our go-to. I don't want to give him
a martyr.
He's not a martyr. Yeah. Right. I don't want to give it any more power than
Kanye's too influenceable. That's the problem.
Influenceable?
Yes, he's an influencer who's too influenceable. So you tell Kanye that the sky is purple, he'll start seeing a purple sky and telling everybody it's purple. Mm-hmm. And like that's Kanye's issue. Mm-hmm. So wherever you put him, he's just like, ah, this is life. And now it's Kardashians forever. Now you're not no longer with the Kardashians. It's Black Lives Matter. Now you're with homegirl Owens, and now it's White Lives Matter.
Right. So yeah, when we talked about that last week too, with the whole controversy about that, but Kanye just spins out of control, spirals out of control this week, but and going live, oh gosh, you know, I don't know why they keep bringing him on these different shows and stuff, but a piece of the Drink Champs episode got leaked, and pretty much they're saying that Kanye claims that Drake slept with Kris Jenner. Oh, now listen, geez. I don't know if he understands by saying what he's saying or doing what he's doing. I just wish that somebody would just be this man's counsel and slow him down a little bit. He is out of control.
But the thing is, to play devil's advocate, like Gina says, I'm wondering if he's out of control or if it's just marketing. Because it's like understanding the platforms that he has. Like you just said it. Why would they bring him on a show? Because people are going to tune in. Right? Like, and that's really what it is. And so he knows he could go off the handle, do whatever be the case. It's going to draw him millions of views, millions of eyes, where people like who might not even have been talking about him are now talking about him because whatever be the case. So it's like, you know, like looking at both sides, he is crazy-ish, but then at the same time, like, could he be so crazy that he's like, he's in full control? He knows exactly what he's doing and he knows how to manipulate the media and society.
Did you hear what he said about Lizzo?
I did
Lizzo being his good friend, and that pretty much the people are gonna use Lizzo to kill off the people because they want you to be fat, they want you to be lazy.
I heard him say that only after
Lizzo decided that she was gonna she started saying that she was vegan. I don't know if she had always been vegan, but she started to pretty much advertise it. I'm vegan and this is how I'm doing it.
Right.
And she had lost some weight, and this is pretty much when the people started dogging her.
Right.
And he's like, well, yeah, you know, because this is what they want. They want her to come out here and tell the people it's okay to be fat. And as soon as she started losing weight, that's when everybody started hating on her.
Right, yeah.
I'm going through it right now.
Well, see, it's a catch 22 because what if you listen to what he's saying? He's like, well, like he's using a crazy example. He's using Lizzo's weight, but what he's talking about in terms of how the industry has an agenda to destroy Black people, like whether it be pumping, like encouraging us to eat all kind of craziness, like it's like taking in all kind of different like whatever drugs, whatever alcohols, whatever. Like it's been an agenda in the system, so to speak, to basically take out the black community by any means necessary.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
But you know what it is though. The problem is it's the messenger. Mm. And the issue is that again being influenceable. I'm sure there's someone behind him telling him like, hey, this is what they're doing, and he's just like, you know what, I hear you because I just experienced this whole Kardashian thing, so I'm gonna tell this to the people. But the problem is, depending on who's behind your ears, you spew nonsense.
Mm. And so it's you spew the approach. Yeah,
you spew sense and nonsense, and at the end of the day, it all gets jumbled up. Mm. So it's like, sure, I hear you then. I hear what you're saying, and you're right there.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't negate the nonsense that you've been saying for years when you were in this marriage.
Mm.
It doesn't negate the nonsense that you do when you're sitting with Trump and all these different things. So,
yeah,
like it's problematic.
Yeah,
it's problematic. So he's just giving out messages as he hears it without understanding how to filter it. So he's just as much as a problem as the people behind Lizzo wanting her to remain fat.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can feed you the crap that they feed you and keep and for the economic of it all.
Right.
You're literally using he's just as much as a tool, the token crazy Black man who is not helping the community in and of itself.
Yeah.
Until he chooses a lane.
Right.
Fix yourself, Kanye. Choose a lane and run with it.
What happened? Why did the bank? Why did JP Morgan like threaten or tell him that they're going to be closing his accounts? What's that?
Yeah,
like, so I heard something was anti-Semitic things, but I didn't have a chance to find it or read it.
Yeah, you know? So I didn't actually see the his exact rant, but apparently it was for that. They said he made anti-Semitic comments, but also, you know, for right now for this media. What I get wind of is that he said pretty much this is who controls everything that we see and do, and pretty much that it shouldn't be that way. And now they mad that he said that.
Okay.
So they like pretty much get, oh, so now get out of our bank. Girl, you got this amount of time. You got like this amount of days to get out, find right. somebody else to bank with. But I just feel like it is what it is. First of all, Kanye needed to just open up the bank of Kanye.
The facts. It's so funny.
You got enough money.
I deposited some change in there just to say I did.
Yeah.
I bought the Bible. I have the Kanye Bible at home.
All right. Now.
What happened, champ? What happened? You know how I get that.
You know I got nothing else to say.
I'm a genuine supporter.
Mm-hmm. I support a healthy Kanye. That's mm-hmm. what I support.
Yeah.
I don't believe he's healthy right now.
Yeah, I still put money in his bank.
Well, I definitely believe that they are probably using his water filtration system right now to poison him. Kanye, the last show that he did, Kanye looked all swollen in the jaw.
Yeah.
He looked like his teeth were packed with like dirt. His teeth looked dirty.
Mm. Kanye's in a sunken place and I need him to get out. And he's grasping at straws. I just need you to get out. But I need you to want to get out.
But
Kanye.
Why is he looking so damaged? Like he got beat up too. You guys seen that? Like he has a couple of pictures of his lip look bust, his cheek.
Yeah,
look
no, he's looking like kidney failure. He's looking like liver failure. You don't see this fatness in his face, like his jawline is sitting on his chest.
Meds. I thought it was the meds because you know sometimes people like the meds make you swell. Like,
yeah.
So when I looked at his face, I was like, it was the meds. But then I'd seen some pictures. But then again, I'd seen another story that he was with a dominatrix. So I was like, okay, maybe, you know, things got a little rough. But I you know what I mean? But I'm just saying, I don't know. I'm not around like that. But
okay.
I'm just saying he was looking kind of rough the other day. I didn't know what happened.
Ciao.
Yeah, I know it's Kanye. Hit me up.
Yeah, we rooting for you, Kanye.
Yeah,
please get yourself together, brother.
I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for healthy Kanye all day.
We'd like to wish happy birthday, a happy 41st birthday to R&B legend Keisha Cole.
Mm.
We know that earlier this year, Keisha Cole lost her mother. However, she has gotten back into the swing of things and is up and running like never before. And we just want to shout out to that sister because she is just like the comeback queen. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what you shoot at Keisha Cole. You cannot keep that sister down. You just can't. And I want to just continue to show her love and just know that she knows. Like, we know that you're one of the greatest, and we rooting for you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know quickly, what is your thoughts about... okay, so we have a comedian, Country Wayne. He says he pays all the bills for his baby mamas despite them dating other men. What do you guys think about that?
They're his baby mothers. He pays their bills plus child support, or he just covers their costs? Like, he just...
Well, it's just said that he pays all their bills.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, that's a good question, because are you saying you pay their bills because you pay child support and that goes to their bills, or mm-hmm. you're actually, or the utilities and things are under your name? Because that's two ways of spinning it.
Right.
His words. Mm-hmm. My baby mamas can go get whoever they want, go get whoever they want. I'm still going to pay their bills. They can stay there. That has happened before. I want them to live their best life because I'm darn sure going to live mine.
Mm.
Yeah.
So he says that he pays for it even if they're in other relationships. So
yeah, maybe he pays the bills and that, so he's not on child support in the courts, because right. I didn't right. hear that. But he has a few baby mothers.
No, honestly,
he got a bunch of kids.
I
seen like 12.
Yeah, no, but honestly, because it might even be more economically wise for him to do that. Just keep them happy, pay whatever be the case, because they might bring him to court and that mandated bill.
Right. We'll leave him with about level. $12 a month.
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, so it's like, yeah, I'm with that. And he's supporting, and he's the most important thing. He's encouraging love and positivity and well-being, because he's like, yo, just live your best life.
Mm-hmm.
That's anybody who's telling people to do that, I'm with you. I'm supporting you 100%.
I'm surprised the men who are coming into this situation. I mean, it depends on, I guess, who their man is and if they live together, whatnot. I would be surprised if the man who comes in that situation and builds a life with one of his baby mothers, who's okay with a whole other man paying all these bills in the house.
That's a good point too.
Like, unless things need to shift, like, okay, that money that you're paying for the bills, like, that's gonna specifically be for like the kids' clothes or whatever. Like, something would have to shift, I think, in my mind.
Right, yeah, kind of weird. Oh, your man paid for my car too. All right,
like the car that we're driving, he pays for that.
It's kind of weird.
Let me buy another car or
right,
something.
Well, if you didn't come in the door with a car, you show anyways.
Right, that's true.
So you're supposed to have your own car that we could get in, sir. And then I got this minivan over here for these 19 children. But you got to have your own car when you came anyways. And we're going to shack up at your house.
Facts.
My kids is here with the babysitter that their daddy paid for.
Right.
So you got to have somewhere to take me regardless. Okay. I think we don't need to get it twisted.
Facts.
On that type of news, Diddy and Bryson Tiller dropped a new video for the Gotta Move On remix featuring Ashanti and Young Miami. Now, I got into this a couple weeks ago about Irv Gotti pretty much getting on Drink Champs and trying to take it there with Ashanti. And not just on Drink Champs. Afterwards, he did a couple interviews still talking about her. Just crying. Anyways, he's done. Now they're calling him Perv Gotti.
Oh,
because
no.
He's just doing way too much. He didn't went too in-depth. Mm-hmm. But on the album, apparently, Ashanti goes in on Irv pretty much saying, like, it's giving me weird. It's giving me stalker. It's giving me stressed. Oh, it's giving me pressed. God. So the album apparently is hot. Please, y'all, go and check out this song because it's actually super dope. But they just put out the visuals for it, and I can't wait for everybody to see it.
Yeah, it's a yes. It's a yes for you.
It's a yes for me. And okay. they look stink. They look so cute. The girls have really, you know what? Ashanti, I think, is 42 this year or 43. Mm-hmm. Ashanti looks so good, y'all. Mm-hmm. She looked like she's about 23 years old. Y'all better not play with this sister right here. And she has truly gotten her whole life back. And I'm happy that they are seeing her for who she is now. And, you know, we talked earlier this year about Ashanti having pre-sung all of J-Lo's music for her. And that J-Lo pretty much got to do the Milli Vanilli her entire career using Ashanti's voice.
Right.
Yeah. So we want to push this system. We want to make sure, just go and get, make sure you watch it and watch it a couple times. If you're not watching it, put it on repeat and just let it loop on your TV because Ashanti needs these numbers because this sister needs that. No, we need to put Ashanti back in the game.
I love it.
She's one of the best. She not only sang for herself, she sang for other celebrities too. We just don't know exactly. They just put J-Lo out there.
We should bring her to Montreal.
On a little sad side, though, I got to talk about this, though, because, you know, I never missed the chance to stick it to the government where it hurts. And I just what it is, because I've been saying this for a long time. But I know earlier this year they started talking about issues with formula for babies being scarce, and that a lot of women were no longer producing breast milk when they had these babies, like they was giving them a shot or doing something to them that was not making them be able to feed their babies naturally.
Facts.
Well, Bad Girls Club Asia Garza says that Similac formula is the cause of her newborn daughter's untimely death.
Oh.
And she has reason to believe that this is really what it is. And the company has actually, the infant formula recall has expanded following that child's death.
Wow.
Because they can actually prove that it was linked to. So I need y'all to know what time it is. I need y'all to go and get your fenugreek. I need you to go and get you some non-alcoholic beer, something that got some hops in it, something that's going to make you produce breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to get with the program. And sometimes I know breastfeeding may be hard, but it's not harder than this.
Right.
So I need y'all to just pay attention to what's going on in the media right now. And, you know, sometimes that's what we need. We need someone who is relatable, someone who we can actually see go through it for us to understand. Because I know a lot of people have not been taking this seriously. Mm. This is serious. We need to stop using these Similacs, stop feeding our baby these synthetic milks, and produce our own milk and feed our own babies. And we know how it was done back in the days, and we need to go back to that. And this is Kaya's Jambalaya, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Keeping it hot. DJ Serious Savage.
This is my. Welcome to the city of gods. Pop was the king of New York. Now I'm in charge. Only the chill is the city of sauce. Find out the odds when you pick them apart. I give them my time, so I give them my heart. If the city love me, then they're really a star. Challenge. Every bitch you f***ers gon' come with a balance. Every shooter with me is coming to sound. And you better pick a side. side hop. If I want them to not let you come into the city, it's my option. This is the home of the fly shopping. Yeah. This is where the gon' walk pockets. Yeah. When I'm on TV, I gotta look good, cause I know the whole block watcher. You chill with the ops, we just not vibing. If I see him in person, we box following. Get a post as long as we not stopping.
Get a post as long as we not stopping.
This is the town of the big drip.
Big drip.
Smooth talk. Millie rock. Money dance. Who walk? You and us about being too soft. Been a long time, we took a new rush. Shoot until we got a new cost. We stopped and we let it cool off.
I still got anxiety, that's why I keep it on me. Sometimes I feel like I can't trust no one around me. There's another side of me, but I don't even show it. Cause I got way too many people, ain't enough me. Been through depression, and I learned my lesson. So I count my blessings and run it up. But I still got anxiety, that's why I keep it on me. Sometimes I feel like I can't trust no one around me. Cause I got anxiety. Consequences, yeah, people talking, ain't got no patience, yeah, just get that money, yeah, and get that, yeah, and it don't matter how I do it, they gon' love or hate it, yeah, I've been going through it, yeah, got my mind racing, and they gon' have to face it, I'm destined for greatness, yeah, I'm in first place, they keep trying to take, yeah, yeah, bigger than I
can. Hey everybody, I'm Gina the Great, aka Miss Politically Correct, aka The Devil's Advocate, aka Big Liar in Energy. And this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes. Well, let's make your good week even better. It's time for
Black Facts.
Mm-hmm. Good job, guys.
I just find that Gina changes it up every
And I'm allowed to. Time. You want to know why? And because this is Ungrind My Gears by
I'm
Gina
just
the Great.
Saying it just makes it hard to catch a cue.
Are you trying to grind my gears or we're trying to ungrind them?
Jeez, I'm looking at you in your eyes. I'm trying to figure out what is she talking about. I'm like, oh,
that's why I like it. You got to be alert. Alert in these streets. Well, ladies and gentlemen, today's Black Facts is brought to you by BlackBiblio.com. And we are at S. And S is for Shad. Mary Ann Shad.
Mm-hmm.
Who all the... Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Let the congregation say. Shad, who also was born free to the anti-slavery movement, lent to her loyalty. And the pioneering lady, once as a school teacher, became North America's first black female publisher. In 1823, a future trailblazer was born in Wilmington, Delaware. Her name was Mary Ann Shad, and by all measures, she was remarkable. She was a remarkable woman for her day. In 1851, as America legislated to enslave even free blacks, Mary joined the immigrationist movement and moved to Toronto. As a staunch believer in the power of education, late Mary earned a living teaching in her school in Windsor, Ontario. Mary Ann Shad joined forces with leaders in the anti-slavery and fugitive communities. She published the Provincial Freeman and became the first black female newspaper editor in North America. The Freeman espoused Shad's positive views on racial integration, pushing the motto self-reliance is the fine road to independence, in her writings and presentations. Shad was outspoken and an independent thinker. Shad did not make any friends as her paper exposed all aspects of segregation and challenged racial and gender discrimination in Canada. Mm-hmm. That was our Black Facts.
Yeah, snaps at that. Thank you for doing what you did, sister.
And I also wanted to highlight black creatives on social media. I follow a couple of artists and a couple of things like that. And you know, not for nothing, there's a reason why they call things black Twitter. There's a reason why they call it black Instagram and all these things. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of creation that we do on there. And I wanted to highlight Darren Fletcher out of Ohio at baldartists _. So on Instagram, you can find her baldartists _. Mm-hmm. And she draws some really great stuff.
Mm.
Like really like from pencil and pen. She did a Missy drawing, and like she did the lips where they were like glossy, like with crayons. So shout out to her, and I'm gonna find a few different black creatives. If you guys know any black creatives that you want to highlight and let's get their followers and their numbers up, I'm all for it. I have a new segment in my segment, guys, and it's called What You Watching.
All right. Mm-hmm.
because I've been watching a few different things in these past few weeks. Trying not to binge certain things, but I do want to share with you guys some stuff that I'm watching that I'm really, you know, finding interesting.
Yes, please do.
So the first thing was The Mole. Have you guys heard of The Mole on Netflix?
No.
No.
So I think there are 10 or 12 people that get together, and they're given a bunch of different challenges, missions, and tasks that they have to do. And as they achieve them, they win money. Okay. But amongst them, there's a mole. And this mole's goal is to lose all the money for that mole to win. And so I've been binge watching it. I'm not going to lie, guys. I've been binge watching it. But go watch that. And I'm so mad because I binge watched it. And then the last two episodes are only coming like in a week's time, like a week each. So like they're releasing them like live.
Nice.
I hate doing that. Like, this is just what life is now. We want instant now.
Of course.
Of everything.
Yes.
But go watch it. That's really fun. But on a more educational note, and I shared this in the group this morning because I came across in my For You page or what have you with TED Talks. And I watched a TED Talk that's called Sleep is Your Superpower. Mm-hmm. And some of the highlights that came out of that TED Talk is studies show that men who sleep like 4 to 5 hours a night lower their testosterone. They lose it, and you're shaving off years off of your life.
Oh, wow.
Like, even, like, up to 10 years.
Oh, wow.
And that's the same case for women, too. You know, our hormones, it affects our hormones, and it also shaves time off of your life. Hmm. It speaks about memory retention as well. How, you know how, I don't know if you, like, let's go way back, mm-hmm. back into time, but when we used to cram for exams, mm-hmm. and you pull all-nighters and do all these different things, mm-hmm. well, studies show that you did that for nothing. Because your hippocampus, which is where your memory, your short-term memory comes from, and that's where it goes, it doesn't retain the information. So, and they're doing these tests and stuff mm-hmm. as people are studying and sleeping and all these things. And when you have a good amount of sleep, and then you do the work, and then you have sleep again, like, it's locked in. Mm. It's like pressing save on right, your memory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He also said that we're the only species that has a deficiency in sleep, like mm-hmm. in yeah. the world. Like when the cat's tired, it sleeps.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean, when yeah. the dog's tired, it's just like, yo, I'm out of here. I'm going to sleep. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just like, no, FOMO. Yeah, can't go to sleep.
Yeah. Fair of missing out. It's true. Yeah. Yeah. True story. And I can actually attest to the men who don't sleep at nighttime having smaller testicles.
Yes, yes, they said wow. that.
Yeah, I was officially watching it.
They have smaller wow. testicles.
Yeah, so they said that wow. it's smaller. So this is like a couple of different things that may contribute to impotence. A yep. couple different things. Wow. So I was like, wow, I didn't get to finish watching the whole thing, but I love a TED Talk. So yeah. I'm going to go back and I'm going to watch the rest of it. But I was shocked when I started listening this morning. I was like, oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
Well, for the record, I sleep very well, very long, just so you guys know. Continue.
I'm falling out on the floor.
I'm about to fall on the floor. I do not care.
Father God.
But a little like 12 tip.
12 hours. Go ahead.
Get you cousin God.
A tip.
You. You guys might have been wondering, so I just wanted to make sure we're on the same page. Continue. Sorry.
A tip that they gave at the end of the video. The tip that they gave was because they asked, like, what happens when you're tossing and turning and you can't go to sleep? And he said, come out
the bedroom. Sins are right, yo. No. Your sins are right, yo.
No. What he said was, he's like, get up and go do something else. Okay. Because your brain will associate, because you want to avoid your brain to associate awakeness with your bedroom. So take your devices out of your bedroom, too, right. and all these different things. In all these things, because I famously don't have a TV in my room and I never mm-hmm. want to have one, mm-hmm. but then I bring my iPad in there.
Yeah.
And basically, I just brought a TV in there.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So leave your devices out. And because I said that, like, the bedroom is supposed to be where you're supposed to relax and take it easy and blah, blah, blah. And then a pandemic hit and then that went out the window. So I need to bring back those
I'm
good
lonely.
Habits.
I need something to do in here.
Right.
Falling asleep to the office every day all night.
Oh my gosh.
Right. So, and then that's the thing too, because then that's why a lot of times people too will fall asleep on the couch, because you fall asleep watching TV and now your brain associates that couch with where you sleep. Yes. And then when you get up off the couch to go in your bedroom, all of a sudden your sleep's gone.
Yeah, you're wide awake. Right. Yeah. I even know people, if you turn off the TV while they're sleeping, they wake up like,
that's mad.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's wild, but if they've associated their sleep with the buzz or the sound from the TV.
Well, the same thing with eating, because mm-hmm. now we watch TV while we eat. So when you're watching TV, if you're not eating or snacking, it's like you're fidgety.
Also, also I've seen in a study that if you watch TV while eating, a lot of the time your body never feels full.
Yeah.
So you just will keep eating and keep eating. But you have to turn off the TV and allow your body to register what it's doing, the masticating and actually digesting, and then going to watch television, because you never feel full when you watch TV.
Yeah, we're overstimulating.
Your brain is occupied with watching the show, so it doesn't pay attention to that, the full feeling, that it never feels satisfied.
Interesting.
Yeah. We are definitely overstimulating ourselves too, because even for me, when I'm watching TV, I have to be on my phone at the same time too. Mm. Like, I'm usually playing a game on my phone. I'm paying attention to everything. It's like, it's the multitask of it all, but then it's still the need of the attention span that's just growing shorter and shorter and shorter.
Yeah,
so we really have to be more focused.
It's crazy you say that, and I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but even while I was getting my nails done, I never, the whole time, pedicure, nails, like, I didn't put my phone down. But I wasn't just watching. I was actually doing stuff. I was, like, sending messages, but I never stopped working. So it's like, I'm not sure if I was supposed to actually have an experience.
I did not, like, yeah. You were supposed to have an experience, but you didn't allow yourself to have it.
No, at all. You're saying, I'm like, wait a second. You know, I think I did just that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never stopped. Like, the whole time, I was like, okay, cool, you done? Cool, on to something else. And,
yeah, we got to be deliberate about taking time out, and you have to be deliberate about keeping things for what it is so that you can... So they said go to sleep at the same time, whether it's the weekday or the weekend. And, like, have those certain routines. But lo and behold, and honestly, every time I read anything, you want to lose weight, you want to get healthy, you want to do this, you want to build discipline, it tells you to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It tells you to have a proper sleep schedule. So,
okay, about that.
Yeah.
And it's 8 hours is the norm?
I think they said 7 to 8, but I mean, your body will know too, right? Okay. Like, if you set yourself up to have to go to sleep and you wake up, like, refreshed and replenished,
right?
Like, that's just it. But it's for the people who, like, will do the 3 to 4 hours, like, or 4 to 5.
Yeah.
Generally, like, I know as you get older, you need less, but I think that's also habit.
Okay.
Beyond anything else.
Word.
Social media gone wild.
Ciao.
It's that time. So, a few things I came across. One was the thread about Biden dropping the marijuana charges. And how the black internet was wilding, because they said, while Biden's dropping charges, new men are dropping. They said, these men are going to be outside. Women are looking for their new mans who are being released.
Okay.
But, apparently Biden's going to be dropping marijuana charges.
That's really awesome.
Yeah, it actually changes some things for me and my stats with the United States, there too, we go. Because I haven't been able to get in there for a long time. Because I also have a misdemeanor marijuana charge in Charlotte, North Carolina, where now I believe it's actually decriminalized.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So they're off of my name, off of travel, many years now.
That is dope. All right, shout out Biden.
Yeah.
But what's the alternative motive behind
So what
that?
Do we have to do? Do we got to contact somebody and say, hey, you know, y'all remember you and y'all charge me?
Oh, I have no idea.
Right.
No. Okay. Details. So I was just looking at the thread that had me laughing, because they were just like, okay, everybody come get some new mans. They're coming out these streets.
We've been lacking for a long time, right? You know, so it's like, welcome
our
back.
Our mans are coming out.
Yeah, I know.
Welcome they said, back. That's my man, and I'm going to stick beside him.
Right. Listen, or send to some new ones.
Mm-hmm.
My old man probably didn't make it through the system, but this one did.
Wow.
I be looking for, sometimes I be saying, I be looking for a pen pal. Sometimes guys on the inside, on the other side, they be locked up forever, but they be having mad money. Mm. You better talk to them, little. They be sending a little change home and stuff like that.
As we're on the topic, I do want to take a moment just to give a shout out to our brothers and sisters who are on the inside. I know they're listening and they're always just supporting the show. So you guys done know the Empower Hour. We have mad love for you guys.
Y'all know I love you. And you guys ever want to send me a little canteen, some of that canteen money.
Oh my goodness.
Kaya,
I was going to say the
opposite. They know I'm joking.
When you guys come out, holler at the OFC. If it's time to get work, if it's time to connect, you guys know that we're here for you guys.
Amen.
Yeah. I love that. When you guys spoke about Kanye's White Lives Matter t-shirt, did you guys hear about Yasin Bey, formerly known as Mos Def? He also did a t-shirt?
Yeah, we spoke about that.
Oh, you spoke about that? Okay, yeah.
And he changed the narrative and put white lies, and he just took out the V.
He took out the V.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I came across that. And I got a couple of, I was today years old, that when you find out things on a day of. Did you guys know that to tell someone who's about to go to an audition, break a leg, was because they hope that you end up in a cast?
Ooh.
Yes.
Nice.
A TV pilot is called a pilot because it's the first time it's on air. continues as a pilot. So you're the first show of a TV series is called Pilot. Because right. It's the first time it's in air.
Wow.
Yeah. The saying hold your horses, it means to be stable.
Keep
them coming.
And the last one I have is sand. It's called sand because it's in between the sea and the land. Sand.
Guys, hold the phone.
Right?
Damn.
Right, though?
Today, years old in real life.
Yo,
today,
in real life. Yo, guys, old. This is Empowered. You learn things every day.
And I'm going to finish this off with a joke of the day.
Okay. Sure, it won't be funny, but go ahead.
And it's a spicy one. What do you call a nurse with dirty knees?
Oh, damn. A nurse with dirty knees. Sorry, I'm not going to say what I thought it was. I'm just going to not say anything. Just wait for the answer.
The head nurse.
Yes!
Ooh! Ooh.
Yes!
Oh, yes! My goodness!
Matt.
Wow! Wow!
Matt.
This is what's happening today?
I might as well tell you, Gigi. I like this one.
What?
This is the first time I didn't hear Pharaoh scoff from across the room.
That's a good one.
I knew this one was going to hit.
Oh, my gosh. All the nurses in the world are like, oh, shit. Especially head nurses.
Guys. I didn't even ask you if you saw anything go wild on social media. I just skipped y'all. My bad, y'all.
Yo, the only thing I saw was that.
I thought we was going to get to tell you what we've been watching on TV.
Oh, we'll do that too.
I'm gonna tell you. So I was watching. I've been watching Batty South. I done retorted to Ratchet TV. I was doing CNN just live stream for like 2 months, and now I'm on the Ratchetness because it's almost like the only thing that could keep my attention. And even I find I got like 15 minutes of that. But Batty South, oh my gosh, they are doing way too much.
It's a reality TV?
Blueface girlfriend Krishan is on there. Natalie Nunn. They got some of the old Bad Girls Club and girls and some of the new girls that I'm brought in that are like self-proclaimed bad girls or for whatever, or proclaimed through the media. And when I tell you, oh my goodness. This is what we were missing from Bad Girls Club because it's very real, it's very raw, and it's on the Zeus Network. So it's you can hear everything. Like it's no blanking nothing out or nothing. It is it's ratchet, but I'm gonna tell you, it's entertaining.
What's
for
called
me.
Baddie Girls?
The bag the, baddies south.
Oh, the baddie south.
Baddies south.
Okay.
Oh my
god. No, goodness. I'm still taking in, I think I told you guys that I've been watching Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just love it. It's just awesome. Big shout out to Childish Gambino or Danny Glover, his real name. But I can't remember what's the last episode I told you guys about. Did I tell you guys about any of the episodes?
The slavery.
The wealth change.
Yeah, the wealth change.
Okay, because what I appreciate about the show, and I think I told you guys about this as well, is that the fact that he's not in all episodes. Did I tell you guys that?
Yeah.
And it just shows that creativity. But anyways, they like another one of the episodes I took in was just with just a little black youth. That was upset about with his mother for he was in a poor neighborhood or whatever the case, and he was upset. And he complained about something. And then he went to school, said something, and the teacher, he said the wrong thing to the teacher, and the teacher called child services. But then when child services came to the house, mom was like, good, take him.
Yes, I saw that episode.
Yo.
That was, like, the first one, though.
Yeah, it was? Okay, cool, yeah. Sorry, I watched it in kind of wild order. But anyway, the whole storyline, I just have to
that
say.
That was a wild episode.
It was, and I don't want to spoil it, I guess, for those who still want to watch it. It's kind of hard to not spoil it. But anyway, just to say, it was a great storyline.
I'm going home to watch it. Where do you watch it at?
Yo, I watched this one on Disney Plus. Okay.
Disney Plus? God, why y'all got so many... Now I gotta go and sign off for that.
Yeah. I'll say it in my account. But I didn't say that. But look, so
I'm gonna take it graciously.
but anyways, just to say, I don't wanna over spoil it, but it's a little boy, he gets taken by child services, and it's a life lesson in appreciating what you have. Okay? Because he goes through it.
Yes.
And it's like that's the best thing.
You remember when we was young and your grandma would say, "I hate living here. Call the people. Yes, you think it's better than here? Yo, call them.
Take that.
Yeah,
I'm saying right now.
Yeah.
because it was just one of those storylines where it's just like, daggone it, that child.
There's
like,
a lot of gems.
Yo, and there when was, he gets, oh yeah. My Lord, does he ever appreciate the life that he has?
Yeah, but I need you to stop it right here right so there. You don't spoil it.
All right, good.
You need to go watch it.
Yeah, y'all go check that out.
There's a lot to learn in that.
And the only other thing I've seen online, I shared the little clip with you guys. I'm not going to go into detail, but I shared it in the group where I just got an article from one of the members. And it's COVID related. It's about a brother who was
he's a bodybuilder,
Doug Brignall. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, so he had made a post in April 4th. Oh, shout out to my dad, it's his birthday. April 4th, 2021. And basically what he's saying is that he just trusts the vaccine, and you know, like, he's gonna take it. If anything happens to him, you know, then we know that there's something wrong with it. But if nothing happens to him, then you guys should just know that you guys are being misled. And he died yesterday of what they were calling a sudden death syndrome. I didn't even know
They don't, because I had to go look at the article. Because you know me, I don't.
Because
a lot of people
you.
Like to take clips and stuff like that.
Yep.
And I just wanted us to kind of wait a little bit, because he just died. Mm-hmm. And I'd love them to do an autopsy and see what they say from that. Because they haven't done any autopsy, and they're writing articles because they're just writing them right now. Yes. But they haven't, the cause of death is unknown thus far. But I just, like, you know, just
yeah, I appreciate you for that, Gina.
Yeah.
For me, on the other hand, I look at that as wildness. I see,
because it's one thing if he died a couple of months after taking it. You're talking about over a year later, so it could be related, but it could be something completely else. Like, I mean, I just want to know what that autopsy is about to say.
I'm also interested in to know how many boosters he took.
That part too.
Yeah,
worth finding out.
Yeah, worth finding out. Anyways, that's the only thing that was a little laugh for me.
Well. It's that time, guys. We want to thank our special guests. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House, as well as our amazing teams. Shout out to Shiata, Andrew, and Teresa. Do you guys have any events coming up?
Well, I know, not coming up. Well, yeah, there's a couple of things coming up. I want to give a shout out to Big Storm. She had her event yesterday at West Camp for her birthday. She's turned 19. Guys, Storm is so special. She's so awesome. I didn't get a chance to go myself, but I did watch a lot of clips online. And to see this special able child put on a show, like, where, you know, like, she should be the poster child for
perseverance.
Her perseverance for being abled, super abled. Like, she's, amen, like, you know what I mean? Because it's like this whole concept, like, now I really feel that, unfortunately, some parents, like, because they're told, like, the doctors tell them, well, this is it, your child has to be like this, and they kind of succumb to that.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing their children a disservice, because we have no idea the magic inside these children. And she's an amazing example of that. So I just want to send her mad love, send mad love to her family, Auntie P, Uncle Wayne, the whole nine, Lisi, the whole family, and little Kimani. But they're doing awesome things within that family. So I just wanted to send them mad love. And also, Big Will, you guys already know, November 12th, White Yardie, get your tickets if there's any left. Like, he sold like 100 some tickets in 5 minutes. So I think they just got a bigger venue to try to accommodate, but do not hesitate. Don't waste time, because you will be disappointed. The tickets for the show are selling super fast. Also, for those who are, I'm not sure if you guys are familiar or aware, but have you guys heard of the Black Family Magazine? Have you guys ever heard of it?
No.
So there's a Black Family Magazine in the United States, amazing magazine, and they're now coming into Canada. So Dr. Alvina Ryan, who's an OFC member, she is one of the ambassadors for them and bringing it here into Canada. They're doing a launch also on November 12th at the Africa Musée. So I want to encourage everybody to check them out. I'm going to be getting an award that night as well, so you guys come check me out. Basically, we're double dipping that night, because we're doing the Black Families thing before, and then we're going to the White Yardie thing after. So you guys definitely come support your boy, come support the event. And last but very far from least, I have All White Christmas. So this is November 19th and 20th. This is a pop-up shop All right, guys. So this is going on Community Center Loja. I'm going to put it on our on the Empower Hour page for everybody who is interested. But you guys know, as entrepreneurs, business owners, we're always looking for spaces to showcase and promote what we got going on. So definitely want you guys to check out this pop-up shop. Get in contact. Reach out to the Empower Hour if you need the contacts of the people who are responsible for it. But definitely it's something you're going to want to take part in and be at to get, you know, that visibility and to support businesses within the community. Aside from that, I think that's it. Oh, one last thing. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Prices of food is going crazy. Remember that the OFC, we're setting up our greenhouse. We're taking orders. We want to know what you guys want to eat throughout the time because Lord knows it's going to be hard in these streets. But the OFC, we are here. I want to thank our members just for always just continuing to support, making it possible for us to be who we are and what we are. And just know that the OFC, we got your back. So definitely, yeah, the recession's not going to hit us. Just saying, just holler at your boy. We got you.
Kai, you got anything? Didn't you mention something about a DJ Blaster party, no?
Oh, I did. DJ Blaster, December 3rd. I was just looking at it on Facebook. It looks like he's doing a roller skating thing. Roller skating and then after party, guys. I don't know about y'all, but I'm doing that. Because I remember I went to a skating party once. That was our very own DJ Bobby Payne had hooked that up. Well, actually, not just him. It was a whole squad, I should say. It's Digital Sound and whatever. They used to do skating parties and whatnot.
Ice skating? Ice skating. Oh, really?
Yeah, ice skating. You know, you'd go and ice skate. It was pretty dope. It was at a place in Laval. But just from what I see, DJ Blaster doing some roller skating jump. So I'm looking forward to doing that. That's it on my side of the world.
All right. Kaya, anything to add?
Child, listen. I ain't doing nothing until next year, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Because the way that groceries, the price of groceries and gas is spiking and whatnot, I'm going to tell y'all something. Don't invite me to nothing because I ain't coming. Mm. I need to save every dollar I have because it feels like they trying to make us spend all our money so that when they run up on us next time talking about serve and stuff like that, it's going to be with new stipulations and we're going to owe them our lives. Mm. I am definitely right now in favor of holding the money, storing the money, put it in your mattress, take it out their banks because I'm telling you, I don't feel good about this. Now, they done dropped all of these travel regulations and stuff like that, and I'm fearful. I know when I'm being jerked around. I know when it's something is happening. But buy tickets to get out of here. Buy tickets. We need to all invest in a jet. That's what we need. We need some jets. But it's time, honestly, in real life, hold your money. Don't party too much. Yeah, obviously, you got to go and pay homage to the people that you love that are doing stuff and whatnot because this is how a lot of people eat. But we have to save the money. Hold the money.
Well, I'm going to... It sounds like I need to end the show with evoking the spirits of wealth.
Yes.
Yeah. Because I'm a millionaire.
Yeah.
In my timeline, I got millions. So
I like that. I like that.
I'm going to evoke that
spirit. I claimed that.
Yes. And the people made a joyful noise.
Amen.
Amen.
Tambourines again.
Chicka, 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 chicka. Oh, my God.
No, this is what happens when you guys take my instruments.
Thanks for listening.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.